95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. I'm Riggs. That's Steve over there. But wait, more importantly, Josh, S.R. Parada, Morning Hog Brew Review. Welcome to Hogtober, Josh.
Thank you.
You might have, your calendar probably says October, but it's Hogtober. And that's why you brought Hog October flavors, right?
That's a hard one to say.
I know, it's really hard.
But the beers are easy to drink.
That's all I need. That's all I need. Yeah. Good. So what did you bring us, man?
So brought some more Oktoberfest beers. We did some a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hurricane got in our way for a little while.
Yeah.
But the season's still rolling. We still have some more beers to try. And
I found the drink in the storm away was the way to go anyway. So I feel like this is a really good way to, maybe if you still got some storm recovery, great beers to have some flavor in your face.
Exactly. So we're going to start off with your friends over there at Terrapin.
Oh, look at that can, bro.
With their Oktoberfest.
Is that new?
It's beautiful. So it's new to our market.
Yeah.
I believe they've done it for a little while now. But this is the first time we've had it over here. We have it packaged and draft, so you know, keep your eyes open.
Oh,
check out our website.
Oh, you mean srprod.com/beerfinder?
Bingo.
Go find it. It's easy to find. Just type it. You need a keyboard.
So obviously, Terrapin out of Athens, Georgia.
Yes, they are.
But also really good friends of Florida. You know, with the proximity of the Florida, they're down here quite often,
right?
And we have a really good relationship with those guys, and it's a great brewery. So this is another Märzen-style lager.
Ooh.
So you're going to get you should get some caramel. But with these craft companies, they add a little bit more of that hop.
Yes. There you go. I was going to say, I'm
caramel in the back, sure.
I'm picking up the IPA in there. That's a very mild profile.
But it's not an IPA at all.
No.
But it has that stank.
So this is generously hopped compared to the other Märzen-style lagers out there. So if you're an IPA drinker... this might be a little bit more up your alley than the other ones, but this is a very nice balanced mixture.
Yes.
You know, hops right up front, finishes with that nice malt sweetness, a little bit of caramel flavor.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, this definitely fits that Terrapin profile very well.
Can I have seconds?
Yeah.
What?
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, if he's going for it, I'll get back in there too. But Josh, don't waste any out of that can. So Terrapin, this is obviously a seasonal for them. You're not going to be able to find this very long.
Correct.
Right?
Okay. Yep. So definitely, you know, Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence, the website again.
srprod.com/beerfinder.
There you go.
Steve found some more beer. Lucky.
All right. Man, that's really good.
It's really
good.
Yes,
it is. And I wasn't expecting that
at
all.
And I don't know why we've been deprived of that before here in Florida, but thank you, Terrapin, for getting it here finally.
And the can is just
the can's very awesome. I want a shirt that looks like that, man.
It has that typical, I guess, white and blue checker flag that's synonymous with Oktoberfest.
Right.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And makes me think of winning a race. Like, I just won a race. I got the beer in my mouth as fast as possible.
Look at this guy.
So,
next. First place.
Chugging 2 ounces at a time.
What else you got, buddy?
So I got Shiner's Oktoberfest.
Oh, okay.
Again.
All right.
Today will be all Märzen-style lagers.
Okay.
You know, last time we had a few different curveballs in there for the season.
Right.
But these will all be very similar. So we'll get to kind of taste the differences between the breweries, which is always pretty cool to do side by side.
No kidding. Shiner. The Texans know how to do Oktoberfest, don't they? I mean, it's still a month in Texas. Don't be fooled. Okay, now this one's, I'm sure, is going to have a whole different thing happening, right?
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different, but okay, still delicious.
Now, that's your normal Martin.
Right.
There, right?
Okay. Yep. So, not the hop profile is not nearly as present as the Terrapin.
Right.
But you're getting that nice, sweet caramel flavor at the end. Another solid one. Like I said, this is one of my favorite styles ever.
Yeah.
And I wish that it was a little bit more popular throughout the year, but just because it says Oktoberfest, people tend to think you can only drink in October.
It is. Do you think, because it seems like if you're going to be an introductory, maybe people that listen to us that don't know what beer they want or don't even drink beer that often, so wouldn't this be a great beer to kind of break in beyond the normal?
I do. You know, that way you can show people that beer has a little bit more flavor than your typical domestic beers out there.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, explain the profiles to them. And
right.
It's one of those beers, I think if you explain the profile, people are going to taste it.
Yeah.
It's not a confusing beer, if that makes sense. So.
No, it does make sense. And it would frustrate the living hell out of them afterwards, because you'd be like, you can't get this for another like 9 months, but you're going to like it.
Right.
Next year, you'll love it.
And the best part, you know, they're 5.6 on the Terrapin, 5.7% ABV on the Shiner. So, you know, you can go through quite a few of these and
Yeah.
Still be standing.
Well, let's run to the batting cages real quick while we take a break. We'll see how that 5% sets in. More coming up in the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S.R. Perot, it's Hogtoberfest, baby!